You're tuned in to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is your host for the hour, Danny Nesvedarani, and welcome back. After those messages, thank you, Nardwar, as well, for that station ID. Really appreciate it. And we're listening to the Sound Generator Compilation Volume 1, and that last track was Sect, Hand of Glory. It was the last track off of Side A, and we're going to be moving it on to Side B, with another track from Swanyard. This one is titled Holy Man Floor Mix. Now, I don't necessarily know what makes something a floor mix, whether it means, like, you know, dance floor, or it was maybe produced on a floor. Maybe, you know, it uses stomping sounds on someone's floor. Floor mix could mean a lot of things, and I think that's up to interpretation, and I think that's up to your interpretation, specifically. So let's see what you think. If you have any thoughts on this track, or any of the tracks, or anything going on here at CJSF, you can reach out at 778-782-2573. That is 778-782-2573. If you want to call in, or you can also text, and we'll receive that and respond. Whatever you want, you know? Once again, 778-782-2573. In studio. All right, let's get on to this next track, again by Swanyard. It's titled Holy Man Floor Mix. Hope you enjoy.
I don't know if you can see or what you're doing with
That was Holy Man Floor Mix by Swanyard. Let's get on to the next track of this compilation. Another track from Libido. This one is titled L.A. Return. All right, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. That last track was Libido with LA Return. We've got about three tracks left on this record, Sound Generator Volume 1. But before we get into that, let's read some of the liner notes, which I have not done yet. And anyone who listens to the show knows that is my favorite part of the show. There are some names I had not mentioned yet, the first of which is from the group Drill. Drill is from what it says here, Curtis Bereza on vocals, Russell Wallace on guitar and keyboards, and Mike Gregg, or Greig, on keyboards. Drill would like to thank George Maniatis, Michael Balch, Emily, Jason France, Sharon, Patsy, and special thanks to Justine and Ridley for artistic support. There's also Sect. It says here that Sect is Mike Victory and others who express a common interest. So that could be you, if you express a common interest in Sect. It says here, special thanks to Cinderella Crook for support and Curtis Bereza for mechanical support. Under that, it says, Sect has worked privately in the past, producing more difficult and personal material ranging from painful to ridiculous. Sect will attempt to produce both personal and impersonal documents designed to invoke emotion and thought, regardless of their entertainment value. Sect gladly accepts criticism, input, submissions, impressions. Please write. Okay. There's a few others here. Libido is Graham Trimble, and Swanyard is, from what I can see here, Christine Choquette on vocals and Curtis Bereza on sampling, programming, and sounds. And then Emily Farina is Emily Farina. The name Russell Wallace comes up a lot throughout this record, and this is someone that I was actually able to find some information about. He has a bio page on the National Arts Center website, the nac-cna.ca website. And it says here, Russell Wallace is an award-winning composer, producer, and traditional singer from the Lil'wat Nation, and his music can be heard on soundtracks for film, television, and theater/dance productions across Canada and the U.S. Wallace is one of the founding members of the Aboriginal Writers Collective West Coast and is an alumnus of the UBC Creative Writing Program. See, you know, seeing his name, I was like, oh, is this the same person? But it says here at the bottom that he's also was the artistic director for the Aboriginal Electronic Music Festival for a number of years, which makes me believe that this is the same Russell Wallace in this case. Maybe we can get him on the show at some point. But until then, let's play this next track. This one is also from Drill. It's titled Propaganda. We are back with Analog Archives. That last track was Drill with Propaganda. And coming up next, we have another track from Emily Farina. You know how I said the last one was a bit difficult to understand? The lyrics on this one are pretty clear. And this track is titled Thinking Nasty Thoughts. Thank you.
little hands, holding them to their little mouths, thinking nasty thoughts and thinking them out loud, thinking nasty thoughts and thinking them out loud.
All right, we are at the very last track for tonight, and this one is from an artist that has not yet been played on this record by the name of Dreamspeak. It says here the Dreamspeak is Russell Wallace, the man himself, the person who has helped engineer and mix a lot of this record. And it says here this track, which is titled Range Worn Flat World Mix, and also in parentheses, Fresh, this is written, produced, and engineered by Russell Wallace, recorded at Four Winds Studio, Alberta, mixed at the Ridley Institute, and there's a chant in the track by Melvin Joan, and talk by John Mohawk. This was a track that was interesting to me because I didn't know who John Mohawk was, and there is a lot of talking in this track. It's clearly a speech by John Mohawk that's sort of been edited and altered and looped. But then I looked into who John Mohawk was, and John Mohawk was a historian, writer, and social activist who was a Seneca born into the Turtle Clan on the Cattaraugus Indian Reservation located in what is now known as Western New York State. And he did a lot of amazing work. Apparently, he was the co-founder of several organizations supporting indigenous peoples in the United States and internationally, such as the Indigenous Peoples Network and the Emergency Response International Network, the Seventh Generation Fund, the Indian Law Resource Center, and the Iroquois White Corn Project. The Iroquois White Corn Project in particular is a cultural and agricultural revitalization initiative based in New York, which is focused on restoring the cultivation, processing, and everyday use of traditional Haudenosaunee white corn, which was, founded in 1997 by John Mohawk and Yvonne Dion Buffalo. And the fact that I was able to learn that just through looking a little bit more into this electronic industrial compilation record from Vancouver, that's pretty cool that I was able to learn that just by looking a bit deeper into this project. So thank you to Russell Wallace. Thank you for every single other person who worked on this record. There's a special thank you bit at the end that I've neglected to mention that says here, Spiral Records wishes to thank Pat Andrade, Eric Rose, Printing God, Susan for her 16-hour workdays, Jenny for all her help, David from Metalworks, Scott from Design Studio, Michael Balch for time and equipment, and George for creative input and suggestions. Yeah, thanks to everyone who made this record possible. Thank you to all right now who are listening. Coming up next and coming up last, we've got Dreamspeak with none other than Range Worn, in parentheses, Fresh, and then also in parentheses, Flat World Mix. Dreamspeak again is Russell Wallace, and you're tuned in to Analog Archives. Thank you for listening.
The Indians are still a mystery to the Europeans. We'll be right back. ball and it'll travel over here. And he was going to do this when he heard about this. He tells that on October 12, 1492, this is the first thing that we saw were naked people, naked people, naked people. Remember, the Spanish were looking for Asia. They were thinking that they were going to find India. And so they looked at the first people who they saw on the shores. They said, ah, these must be Indians. The Spanish, when they saw the naked... The Spanish, when they saw the naked people on the shore, couldn't tell who they were. And so they looked at the first people who they saw on the shore, and they said, ah, these must be Indians. From that time to this, the Indians have been really described in those negative terms. Who are the Indians? So they looked at the first people who they saw on the shores, they said, ah, these must be Indians. But they couldn't tell who the Indians were. And all of these Indians standing on the shore were lumped into one group. The Europeans didn't know who the Indians were. They knew who they were not. Have been really described in those negative terms. Indians are still a mystery to the Europeans. The Europeans and their descendants in America still don't know who the Indians are, but they know who they're not. They're not Europeans. Who are the Indians anyhow? Who are the Indians anyhow? The first thing that we saw were naked people, naked people, naked people. The Spanish, when they saw the naked people on the shore, couldn't tell who they were. And so they looked at the first people who they saw on the shores, and they said, ah, these must be Indians. And from that time to this, the Indians have been really described in those negative terms. The Indians are still a mystery to the Europeans. Who are the Indians? Who are the Indians? Who are the Indians anyhow? Still don't know who the Indians are. The Europeans and their descendants in America still don't know who the Indians are, but they know who they're not. They're not Europeans.
Once again, that track was by Dreamspeak, which is Russell Wallace, and it featured chants by Melvin Joan and talking portions from John Mohawk. We've reached the end of the hour, and in just a few minutes, you'll be hearing none other than Linda with Wham Bam East Van. If you want to keep tuning in, make sure you do, because an hour after that, we have the 60-minute stage dive with our volunteer coordinator, Jeremy. If you want to listen to some heavy, loud music late into the night, make sure that you tune in for that as well. And make sure you tune in for just all of the other amazing programs we have here at the station. You can check them out at cjsf.ca. And if you want to text in, call in, let us know anything about any of these programs that you want to share, any questions you might have, you can text or call at 778-782-2573. That is 778-782-2573. Thank you all so much for tuning in to this hour of Analog Archives. And until next week, peace.
This is Bird Note. Yellow-billed magpies are clever, colorful birds, and they're only found in Central California. Like their crow and jay cousins, these Golden State Corvids are full of character. Yellow-billed magpies are hefty birds with long tails and sharp beaks. Their bodies are boldly patterned in black, white, and iridescent blue. They're adventurous eaters that often forage on the ground in noisy groups. In California's oak-dominated woods and grasslands, you'll find them feasting on acorns, insects, grains, roadkill, dog food, anything they can get their bills on. Sadly, yellow-billed magpie populations have declined drastically in recent years. Scientists estimate that roughly half the population was lost to West Nile virus in the early 2000s. Today, they face threats from habitat loss and rodenticide poisoning. These California corvids have shown that they can adapt to live alongside people. Now, it's up to us to step up and protect the woodlands and savannas they need to thrive. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. Bird Note is supported by Purgatory Auto Works and Dinosaur Farm, a small ranch in California transformed from a barren landscape to a vibrant oasis for wildlife, like the yellow-billed magpie. Learn more at purgatory.org.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m., CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.